This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, it's Gemma Spegg, host of the Open Mind original podcast, Mantra. Every Monday, I'll bring you a new mantra, a simple yet powerful phrase to help you clear your mind and stay grounded amidst the chaos. I'll also share some personal stories, journal prompts, and a weekly challenge to bring each mantra to life. Follow and listen to Mantra, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Open Mind Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
We want you to tell us, I don't know how to describe this, but it's like, does everybody have a story about just the most epic thing that's ever happened to you?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think I have a couple.
Weirdly, I don't know that I do.
You guys have kids. That should be an automatic.
No. But here's what I'm thinking. Okay, the reason we're talking about this, and I don't have the details in front of me, but I know we've all seen the story. They were friends, right? And they're jumping on a flight.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to a bachelorette party.
And they jump on this Southwest flight. And once they get on, they realize
they're the only ones.
We're it.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's the on the entire plane,
but still a full flight crew, like two pilots.
Yep,
ton of flight attendants. Yeah.
175 seater, and two are on it.
And you would think the flight attendants would just be like, go through the motions and whatever. They didn't, right? They made it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
the flight attendants were like, you're about to have the best flight of your life.
They did.
Because they're going to have fun too.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
They started like customizing their messages and everything using their names and stuff.
Oh,
they
that's
even gave
fine.
Them nicknames. They were Savannah and was it Nate or something? And they called them, Savannah and Natalie. And they were calling them Sav and Nat in all the like,
cute.
Make sure to buckle your seats, Sav and Nat. And just, it was awesome.
I mean, just epic. Mm-hmm. Probably gave them free drinks.
Oh, yeah. And it's good for the flight attendants, too, because they get to kind of, they're having fun.
They're unwinding.
Yeah, a little bit. Relax a little.
It's an easier flight.
That is epic.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you will never forget that. You're making a core memory in that moment.
Yeah.
Here's my problem with this. This is why I want to do it. Okay. I want people to call with their epic stories. Like, a random Tuesday, like, just being around me is epic, right? So it's like, how do I pinpoint... Mm. A moment that is more epic. You know what I'm saying?
I don't want to talk to you.
Like, when we first started talking about this, I was like, surely I have one. And now, I know I'm being a jerk about it. I don't know that, like, yours?
Mine is when we had just graduated high school and we went on a road trip to Cedar Point. That's the, like, roller coaster.
I love it there.
So we went there.
Is
that
in Detroit?
It's in...
It's in Ohio.
It's in Ohio?
Sandusky, Ohio.
Yeah, there you go.
Here's the weird thing. Our buddy Mojo, who does radio in Detroit, always talks about Cedar Point.
It's so fun.
Close to there? Why would Detroit be near... I'm bad at geography.
It's the best roller coaster, it's the roller coaster capital of the states, I think.
Okay.
Like, it has the best coasters.
So, me and my buddies, we got in a car, we drove there, and we were just there for a few days. We went to Cedar Point. We also were like, hey, let's go to LeBron's high school and check it out. Mm. We went there, and they were filming a Nike commercial there, and they went, oh, hey, guys, yeah, come on in. And they let us just walk
that
into the
epic.
High school, and we shot hoops on his
and
high school court. Took pictures. Oh, yeah, all of it.
In LeBron's high school.
Exactly. We met one of his old teammates from high school who was there, like, being a part of the commercial. Yeah. LeBron wasn't there, but I got a picture outside, like, with the
sign. You were
sign.
Just going to stand outside.
Yeah, and just take a picture of the building.
And that was enough for you to go
let
in.
Let alone Nike being there. Then we went to a concert. It was Soulja Boy, Young Jeezy, and Lil Wayne.
Nice.
We snuck up to the front row. My one friend caught Soulja Boy's shirt that he threw into the audience. And then
this is all the same trip?
The same trip, yeah. Like,
oh
the
gosh.
Next day after seeing the Nike commercial. Then when Lil Wayne came on, he threw his... Ralph Lauren, like his white polo tee, into the crowd. And we caught that too. We caught both t-shirts.
I don't mean to be rude. How have you gone on. After that, I mean, what is there to live for after that?
Just really being around you.
There it is.
Oh my gosh.
Tiak, I knew there's a reason you're here.
Sorry.
All right, so I'm going to keep trying to think of mine.
Mm-hmm.
But like, if you've got a story that is just, what is your epic?
Mm.
What is the first thing that comes? And if you call and say, oh, the epic pass, TX is going to hang up on you.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
What is your epic moment or your epic story? 303-222-5423. That's the phone number. That's the text line.
Yeah. I originally thought of a story, don't remember it because I was distracted by T-Hack's story.
Okay.
Because I remembered one of our sister stations was throwing a concert at Fiddler's, and I got to be backstage with
You went backstage at Summer Jam, didn't you?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
KS107.5.
Yes.
You got to go backstage.
Not just backstage.
Who was playing?
Headlining was Russ, there was YG, Corday, Junior Choi. And it wasn't just backstage, it was green room.
Ooh.
So I got to do like shots with some of these guys and smoke some things with some of these guys. And like,
Hold on, can I just piggyback on that?
Yeah.
Didn't you smoke a J with Machine Gun Kelly?
Yeah, I was backstage with him and I was interviewing him, and at the end he passed me the whatever it was.
And you can't say no.
Yes, you can.
I only smoke weed a little bit, but I was like, YG is handing me something. I gotta take it.
Yeah, there were a lot of very big, muscular guys standing around that was like, I'm just gonna take it. Yeah. Nice to meet you, Kelly. Mr. Machine.
Mr. Kelly, sir.
Yeah. I even forgot when I went to that concert, they brought LeBron on stage.
No way.
Yeah, I even forgot. Like, he was there. And then the guy that we met, his teammate, we could see him backstage too. We're like, oh, we were trying to get his attention.
Hey, dude, it's us from the school.
Romeo.
He didn't care.
Yeah, no, not at all.
Okay. So can I ask you, I don't want all concert ones.
My original one was not once.
And you can't remember what it is.
No.
Well, this is helpful.
Bobby Bones gave me his shoes.
Okay, another epic story. Like, Tiak is like, nice shoes, bro, because he's wearing Travis Scott's.
Yeah. I said, I loved your talk, but I love your shoes even more. And he said, do you want them?
Bobby Bones, and I think everybody knows who Bobby Bones is. He's with iHeartRadio, but like one of the biggest country radio guys. He's on like all their stations everywhere.
Mm-hmm. Dancing with the Stars and stuff.
Won, didn't he?
Yeah, he did.
Oh, yeah.
He was awesome. I tried to trade him. Like, well, can I at least trade you? And he wouldn't take them. I said, will you at least sign him? He said, no, it'll mess him up. Just wear him. Enjoy him. It was awesome. It was epic.
Why do you have so many epic stories and I don't have any?
You have some. You just can't remember them.
Richie Sambora handing you his guitar. That's pretty good.
Yeah.
Oh, and it wasn't even guitar tech. How do you remember my epic stories? You're right. I won best guitarist. Here's a quick version. Won best guitarist. This exact radio station used to be a different radio station.
Mm.
This stick, 105.9, was KBPI back in the day. And I came on this station and I jammed with Richie Sambora. And when we got done, he was like, you're great, man. Here, have this. And he gave me his guitar.
See, that's cool. Just casually. Here you go.
Yep. Yeah.
That's epic.
And I sold that guitar for enough money to buy a home recording studio.
It's less epic.
You're not going to keep it. All right,
we kept the t-shirts from the concert.
That's not that. You did?
Yeah, we did.
What are you doing with Soulja Boy's shirt?
I don't know. I don't know where it is.
Sell it. Okay.
These days.
If you've got an epic story, we would love to hear it. 303-222-5423.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I can't believe this is going to work, but what do we... We're epic.
Epic. Your epic story. Epic moment.
And I don't have any. You know what it is?
Hmm.
Just like I said before. It's just... That's my bar.
It's epic.
Like I'm just walking around. I exist epicness.
I don't get out of bed for less than epic.
Right. So, Hamed? Hamed?
Yeah.
Yeah. There, we hear you now.
Hey.
Yes.
Yeah, so when I was...
Go.
Yep. Should I go ahead? Yeah.
We're doing that CNN
brother.
Baghdad thing where it sounds like you're somewhere else. Okay. What's your epic story?
Yeah. So my brother was making a documentary in Thailand when I was 18. I went to visit him, and one of their kind of guides that was with them for the summer or the semester abroad program, she needed an extra person to join a friend of hers in a swimming competition, and I decided to join. It was from Pattaya to another island. And at first I thought it was just going to be like a recreational thing, but it turns out it was like for like the country's Thai records, like a Guinness Records type thing. So because I was not a Thai national, they actually told me I couldn't win first place. And I just got involved in this small group of like 16 really good athletes, and I didn't really belong there, but I was in the water for 4 hours.
What?
Just try to swim from one island to another and out in the ocean. It was a pretty epic moment in my life.
That is beyond epic.
Wow. 4 hours of swimming and they tell me I can't win. I'm
yeah.
like,
what? Get me back on the boat then.
I know.
Give me a beer.
Well, the winner was like a 21-year-old sailor who basically grew up in the water. He did it in under 2 hours.
Jeez.
Okay.
Wow.
Yeah, he's on the other line. We're going to talk to him. Thanks for the call, man. Sally?
Yay.
Yeah.
Hi. Epic. What's your story?
Yeah, I cannot decide if it's between when I went to go see Jane's Addiction, they invited us backstage to the dressing room, and I'm sitting next to Perry Farrell, and he passes me a joint, and I don't smoke weed, but I went ahead, of course.
Yeah, that's what hacking everybody. It's like you have to, right?
Yeah.
You have to, yeah, yeah.
That's real peer pressure.
Yeah, because he's a rock star.
Yeah. Oh, God, it was chill. And then I was hitchhiking across the country from Seattle to Texas, and because Texas was my home, and I on the tiny highways, and we saw my friends who were in a band, and they were traveling across the country to touring, and like some Craig, Colorado.
You just and randomly were hitchhiking on a road where your friends were.
They just passed us in their like tour van, tour like stupid minivan, and it was like what. They didn't see me, though, because I was in a baseball
they
cap.
They passed you?
They passed me. They didn't see me. And then when I saw them back in Texas, I'm like, do you remember? And they're like, what? That was you?
Okay.
Really?
That's okay. I think the Perry Farrell is more epic, but it's very.
I'm wondering where they're like, that's Sally. Hit it.
Go. Jeremy?
Yeah, guys.
Yeah.
Epic. What happened to you?
Okay, so last summer, my car was stolen twice in the same month. We have those keyless fobs and the push to start buttons, and we left it in the car in accident. And we go outside to run an errand, and I look at my wife, and our car's gone. And I was like, "Did you park it somewhere else?" And she's like, "No." And I was like, "Okay, what the hell?" And so it has a GPS on it, and we have an app on our phone to track it. And I'm tracking the car as it's driving, and it ends up, we live down in the tech center, and it's up in Commerce City. And I'm like, okay.
Sorry about that, dude.
And so we go full, like, a vigilante style. We jump in our other car, and we get on the phone with the police. We tell them our car's stolen. They're just like, okay, we'll file a report. And we're like, no, we actually have them. We see where they are. And they're like, no, just stay where you're at. We'll find it. And I was like, we're like, nope. Absolutely not.
Oh, my God. Don't argue with the police.
Justice doesn't wait for anybody.
And so we get in the car, and I keep pinging them, and we get to them before the police do. And they're at this dispensary. And so we have a plan, and we have our backup key. And so we pull up behind our car. We see it, and we pull up behind them, and they're actually still in the car. They flip it in reverse. They ram our car with our car. And then, let me back up. My wife jumps out and tries to, like, get in front of the car, and they almost hit her. They ram our car, and then they get away, and she jumps back in the car, and then we get in this, like, high-speed, legitimately.
This is why the police didn't want you to get involved, bro.
How does that work with insurance, huh? It's like, well, my car hit my car, but it was
technically my fault.
You know, yeah, so you're going to have to pay myself.
Yeah, and so we get in this high-speed chase, and we're still on the phone with dispatcher, and they're like, pull over now. And we just kept going, and we ended up finding them, and they got away for a little bit, and they abandoned the car. And so we ended up finding it and getting it back.
Wow.
It did not work with insurance.
But, you know, okay. I would imagine they're like, this is all you. We're just, thank you, dude. Andrew. Oh, did it get stolen again? You heard. Epic. What's your story?
So it was the last year the Broncos won the Super Bowl.
Jeez.
I was down on my luck, lost my job, fiance left, sleeping on my dad's couch, woke up at 6 a.m. with a call from my brother. Said, hey, do you want to go to the Broncos-Pittsburgh playoff game?
Whoa.
Said, I'm on the way. Go to the game. at the game, got a job offer while I was there.
Shut up.
Wow.
We won the game. I got a call from an ex telling me she wanted to come and give me a mouth hug. Met her at a bar. On the way, walking into the bar, I found $100 on the ground.
Okay.
Wow.
All right, dude.
Okay.
Dude, we got it. You had us at mouth hug.
The Slacker Show. Alice. 105.9.